Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, just arrived at the Arena di Verona and all set to have the chats. That's the plan, have the chats. We want to come in and have a look at some of the outfits. Maybe get to stand on the stage, which I love. Maybe talk to one or two of the Stefanos. See some of the outfits at the back and see where some of the work is done with the props, yes, but also with the shoes and with the dresses and all that carry on. And maybe just catch a glimpse of Anna Netrebko. It's unlikely, but it's always possible. Anyway, let's go inside. Now, finding ourselves backstage at the Arena di Verona. Stefano, lovely to see you again.
I'm really happy to see you again.
So tell us, what have you done to Nabucco? What have you changed?
It's very difficult for me to explain with words. It's impossible because I work 2 years to get a visual dimension. Yes. Because for me it's very important this connection between concept and design, new design. Because I think the new audience of the opera needs total art form, and it's very important here at the Arena to talk to all, not just young, not just old, yes, not just opera lovers, not just art lover, but to the universal.
Because that is the success will be that you talk to everybody, of course.
Because we are here in this ancient, tragic theater.
Yes. How difficult is it to create a different look?
The difficulty is that I have Aida here,
yes,
and one day Aida, next day Nabucco. And for me it's a dream, a really big dream,
yeah,
to create a parallel world, a dream world.
Yeah.
Because it's about a spiritual journey. It's not about opera for me.
And are you given full freedom?
Full freedom.
Freedom,
of course.
Which is very important.
Of course.
Very important.
Of course.
Can we walk
along? Listen, in this moment, today we have Aida.
Yes.
And tomorrow, Nabucco is a huge production.
Yes.
It's a really challenge for the workshops of the Arena and for the technical people, the technical staff. I think they are heroes. That is a very huge installation, like art installation.
Sure. And where was the costumes?
The costumes. We have about 3,000 costumes.
Good Lord.
It's very, very technological, all in natural fabrics.
Yes. Now there's machinery and everything coming in and out.
The big challenge is change each day, because, of course, after a performance, they start to work.
For the
and
next
they
day.
Have, yes, and they have 12 hours about, not more.
They're trying to set it all up. These are the costumes.
7,000 Swarovski diamonds.
Swarovski, yeah.
For Radames, and this is Aida.
Hello, ciao. Hi.
On the costume for Netrebko.
That is very delicate work.
She's coming now.
And your design is it's almost Star Wars. It's almost intergalactic.
Because it's like Arena. This Arena. This bridge to the past and the bridge to the future. This is the costume for Anna Netrebko, for Abigail.
I feel like I've touched Anna Netrebko.
Yes, of course.
how wonderful she is. Stefano, thank you so much.
Thank you to you.
You are just a pleasure.
Hello.
Every time. No.
Oh,
business of here.
Yeah. It's the biggest open-air stage for opera in the world.
In the world. And it's been going so long. Yeah. Like, how many years is it now?
This is the 102nd.
102nd. That's
right. We hear the crane, our huge crane, the small crane on stage, and then drill in the morning around 7 o'clock, and we finish a couple hours before the show. So around
a couple of hours.
Yeah,
it's very tight.
Yeah.
Because it's workmen and women, presumably.
Yeah, of course.
What is this cage affair that's dangling in the air?
This is a small passerella, so to bring people, so the singers and chorus and dancer, from the exit, the small exit of the arena on stage.
In that?
A small bridge.
A small bridge?
Like
I see.
Bridge.
I see.
Yeah.
The vastness of it is hard to explain to people. Do you actually know how wide the stage is?
More or less 1,000
square meters. 1,000
square meters?
Yeah. Absolutely huge. Mm-hmm. And yet you fill it, particularly with a Carmen or an Aida, it is full of people and animals.
Yeah, also, so in the Aida we have 12 horses and six, the small one with a...
Donkey.
Donkey,
yes.
Donkey.
You can't use elephants anymore.
No more.
No
more.
There was a time.
No more. So in the past.
Yeah, there was
but
a time.
Just horses and donkeys.
Yeah, but that's enough.
12,000 people, the capacity of the auditorium.
And it is pretty much full for every performance.
Mostly.
Pretty much.
Mostly, yeah.
I'm just fascinated at this because we were just across the way last evening. Simple Minds were on here last evening.
Yeah.
Right? And they were terrific. But you had to take everything out to make room for Simple Minds to come in here. And yet here it all is as if nothing has happened.
Yeah.
That's the trick.
That's a well-oiled machine.
Michaela, thank you so much again.
You're welcome.
And thank you for bringing us on to the stage. We'll just stay here and wait for Carmen. Is that all right?
Could be a bit tricky.
It could be a bit messy, but still. Do you want to sing us an old aria there, Maria?
We're happy not to be seen.
Andrea, you're the shoemaker, they say.
Yes, I am.
But you're
coming my workshop.
All sorts of materials here. What are you working on at the moment? What is this?
We're working on pieces of armor for Nabucco of Maestro Poda.
Yes.
And we help him, the wardrobe department, to fix with studs and similar things.
And how long have you been here doing this? How long are you...
I'm working here. Like 20 years I work here.
Really?
In Arena di Verona.
From a very young man.
Yeah, I was...
You're still a young man.
I was 20 here, so it's half of my life I spent here.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Doing this job. It's a great job. I'm so in love with it.
And are you from Verona?
Yeah.
You are, so...
This is a unique place to work.
And at home.
At home,
well,
of course. But it's not to be home. It's the feeling you have working here, like fixing 1,500 pair of shoes from one single opera, 500 people each night. They have to get dressed.
When I look at your work here, to come back to the shoemaker element, you don't work alone. There must be others. You're not the only.
We are four people here. They're all over the arena, checking the shoes for tonight, checking if the soles are fixed, the rubber, the heels, whatever, because we don't have to have, we don't need any unexpected problem during
surprise.
Quick changes or whatever tonight.
No surprise.
It's not allowed.
Thank you so much. It was nice to talk with you today. And continued success with your work. It's wonderful. Are we going out?
Yeah, Andrea.
Shall we?